Spiritual truth. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. Never. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn you. No. But so that the world through him might be saved. Is this the heart of an angry God? A God that's trying to get even with you? Is this the mind of a cruel deity that enjoys seeing you squirm and squeal? Is this the action of the Almighty God having sport with his children? Never. But this is often the perception that many have of God's child training. This is the assumption of many that are going through difficult and trying times. First, God loved you so much that he sent his Son to die for you that you might live. This is the greatest love that is imaginable. This is a love that can scarcely be comprehended. This is a love that chose you before the foundation of the world. Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am. And Jesus means you. Second, this God loves you so much that he chose you to reign with him in glory. I have loved you with an everlasting love. With loving kindness have I drawn you. I will make those of the synagogue of Satan to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. For Christ loves you. And third, this God will continue to love you to the very depth of his being. From eternity past and into eternity future, forever loved, forever. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things, after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. The Lord your God and Father chose you. God loves you so much that your life is to be an example in the ages to come. An example to holy and fallen angels. An example of God's grace to angelic principalities and powers. An example of God's wisdom and power and love towards you. Many think the trials that they are facing is the outworking of God's wrath on them. Some think the sins of their youth have been translated into their present pain. Some think God favours and approves others far more than he could ever love them. Banish these thoughts from your mind for ever. You misrepresent the love of God. God loves you with an everlasting love. Nothing that has happened to you is beyond his knowledge and his understanding. Not one sigh that you breathe goes unnoticed by your heavenly Father. No tear ever falls or remains arid in your tear duct that bypasses his rapt attention. All evil, all pain, all sickness, all poverty, all distress is from the evil one. Satan has sabotaged God's beautiful creation and made it into a sin-sick world. And malicious, malevolent Satan means it for evil against you and all God loves. Joseph, who is a wonderful type of the Lord Jesus, said to his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." And in God's appointed time, Joseph was raised from his prison cell to become the governor of all the land. Job, whose life is another typical example of the remnant believer of the church, repented in the dust for his wrong perceptions of God and was shown a vision. "Oh, I have heard of you with the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you." Oh, neither of these men failed to believe in the love of God or the truth of his word. Yet the circumstances of both lives screamed the opposite. Neither understood during the trials they endured. Both understood following their trial. And both received their reward. And so it is with you. God so loved. He so loved the world. He so loved you. So much. that he sent Jesus. And his rewards are with him. Had Satan and his hosts understood the consequences of their actions, they would never have killed him. They would not have crucified the Lord of glory, for his death brought life to you and me. And so Satan seeks revenge on those who will keep faith in God, like Joseph and Job. And though Satan means it for evil against you, God will turn it for good. For remaining faithful and standing firm now means rewards to come. But many fall at the last hurdle and lose their faith. So I urge you, like Joseph, Job, and Jesus, to say, "Thy will be done in my life, to your praise and to your glory for ever and ever. Amen." Paul said, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages, for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him." Jesus said, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. Oh, be thou faithful to the point of death, and I will give you a crown of life.